In Parshas Vayera, it has many things to discuss, of course. We're going to come at it this year, Mr. Hashem, from a different angle. The fact that the Torah tells us the whole mice with Lot and Stoim, the birth of Moab and Ammon. A discussion about Moab, but in an interesting way, the clip of Moab. To identify the clip of Moab exactly, what it is. Shem Shmuel writes in a couple places that it's a clip of Gaiva. David Tzadik writes it's Gaiva, which has a totsa of Taiva. Not exactly down those lines, just a different path. Emir Tashem. Chazal tell us at the end of Parashas Bereishis, Gemara in Chulin says, Moishe min ator minayin. Chazal tell us, Moishe min ator minayin, it says at the end of Parashas Bereishis, B'shegam hu basach. The Hashem says, I had enough dealing with mankind, that he should live so many years, he's only going to live 120 years. Chazal say, B'shegam, that this reference to he who lives 120 years, is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shegam is Gematria Moshe. Now Rashi doesn't bring that on the page. However, Rashi continues on the Dibur Masal B'shegam Hu Basar and continues in this pasuk, and where he writes V'hayu Yomav. Rashi says that I'm going to be Marachaf 120 years, and if not, I'm going to bring the Mabul. And then Rashi asks the question, V'im Taimar Mishino Lad Yafes Hada Mabul In El Amei Hashana. What do you mean that Hashem says I'm going to wait 120 years from the time that Yefes is born until the Mabul? There's only 100 years. So Rashi says, this is the first of only a few places Rashi actually discusses the Sinyan in Torah. Rashi tells us, Ein Muktam U'ma'ucha B'Torah. That before this Gzeirah, there was already 20 years which was accounted for. This is the very first mention, as we said in Torah, so the concept which we find, which comes up in the Gemara, Ein Muktam U'ma'ucha B'Torah, which is something which really needs to be defined. Why do we say Ein Muktam U'ma'ucha B'Torah? Or there should be a Seder. The Seder of Torah is just random, it's just Hefker. Ein Muktam U'ma'ucha B'Torah. Why Dafka here, out of all places, does Rashi mention the idea of Ein Muktam U'ma'ucha B'Torah? So the Indian is, Be'ezus Hashem, is that the Torah refers to itself in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis as Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. That the Torah is called the Sefer of the Toldos of Adam. So this pasuk of, and this description of Torah called Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, is enormous. Familiar with Chazal, which says, Rabbi Kiva says, this is not the only Shita in Tanaim of the Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Ben Azai is of the opinion, I believe it's Ben Azai, that Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam is actually the Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. It's obviously a pasuk and a concept which is very packed. The idea of Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. Now, if you take a look at what it means, Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, from a very superficial Shitchi standpoint, Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam means that this is the Seder, this Sefer is the Seder of the Toldos of Adam. And if you take a look at the Torah, it really begins that way. It begins with Adam HaRishon, and the 10 generations to Noach. And really, Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Noach is merely a description of one generation after the next, who gave birth to who, in chronological order. This one gave birth to this one, and this one gets that one, and this is how long he lived. So I would say that the classification, the definition of Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam for Torah, as we understand in the Parshas Bereishis through Parshas Noach, is very precise. Torah seems to be a sefer which is the Toldos of Adam. That seemingly there is a Muktam and a Me'ucha B'Torah. However, that's all true until you have a revelation of Moshe. Moshe really redefines the whole idea of what it means, Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. Because we know that although Torah may have began as what's called Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, that Torah began as the description of Muktam U'Me'uchar, who gave birth to who lived first, who lived second. Ultimately, Torah is not called the Toldos HaAdam. The Torah is called Toras Moshe. It's really the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Torah ends with Vayamas Moshe, and from the point that Moshe Rabbeinu comes onto the scene in the beginning of Sefer Shemais, from Shemais until the end of Sefer Devarim, it's really all about Moshe Rabbeinu in focus. And then from there we go on to Nevi'im. That's not called Toras Moshe anymore. So Moshe redefines what it means that Sefer Toldos HaAdam. And that's why when we come to the word Bishagam, which is the very first mention of Moshe, of course not mention of Moshe Behedja. We don't have a mention of Moshe Behedja until Sefer Shemais. But the very first rem is to Moshe. Moshe min haTorah minayin. Where's the first hint to Moshe in Torah? As soon as you find a hint to Moshe, the Torah becomes transformed. That it's no longer a Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, which is a chronological account of the lives of people who lived. So Dafka, on this Rashi, on the Pasuk of Bishagam, of which Chazal tell us, this is a remez to Moshe min haTorah minayin, Bishagam is gematria Moshe. There's a remez to Moshe in Mispar, but that's already a remez to Moshe. That's why Rashi, on that spot, says, Bishagam? Oh, what about the 100 years and the 20 years not accounted for? Zakt Rashi ein muktam u'mocha b'tar. Because only when Moshe Rabbeinu comes onto the scene, that there's a remez to Moshe, is the Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam redefined. And the whole concept of muktam u'mocha b'tar is re-understood. That when Moshe comes onto the scene, it's no longer ein muktam u'mocha b'tar. There's a new understanding of what it means Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. And what that is in Pnimius is that Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam doesn't mean the account of mankind. There's what's called Adam, which is a very Kabbalistic term to understand humanity. And then there's Adam, which is doimed to the Adam, which is Adam HaRishon. And Moshe Rabbeinu, because he became the Isha Elokim and was doimed to Adam HaRishon, comes along Moshe and the hint of Moshe, which is Bishagam, and it redefines the whole idea of Toldos HaAdam. This is not a sefer about mankind. This is the sefer about Adam, Adam HaRishon. That the Torah began with the understanding of Adam HaRishon, and it was only once Moshe Rabbeinu comes onto the scene do we have an Adam to discuss anymore. And really the Torah is the sefer Toldos HaAdam. But which Adam? The Adam. The Adam which is called Moshe, who was the very first Adam, that is Bidmus B'Tzelem that Adam. So Moshe Rabbeinu Bishagam redefines in Mokim HaChabatar. Therefore, there's a concept of Pnimius and Chitzonius. In Chitzonius, Torah looked like it was going to be just Stam Maseh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, who reveals a certain Oimek in Torah, a certain Tachlis of what Torah is all about, that there's a redefinition of Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam Mitzad Pnimius. And Mitzad Pnimius, we don't view Chashivus as being what comes before the next. And this is the whole Chachma behind Ein Muktam U'Me'uchar B'Torah, is that in Pnimius we don't give value or Chashivus to who is older than that one. Like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says in Mishnah Avos, Al Tistak Abakan Kanal B'Mashi Yishboi. Don't look at the Chitzonius, that many times you have someone who is very young, that he's a kankan chadash, but he has yain which is very old, which is very ancient, which is very rich. That in the Pnimius we look, and from there we're able to define what's called chaser, what's called not. And that's not always, like we find by Yosef HaTzadik, for example, that he was a nar, yet he was ben zakunim. Chazal says zikna is just a superficial word. It doesn't mean who's older. Chazal say in chachma, zeh shekana chachma. So it's redefined in Pnimius. That we don't look at Zikna as who's older. We look at Zikna as what is richer, qualitatively, not quantitatively. That's a Chazal tell us, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kol makom shamaru chachamim derech minyan, ein muktan mo'ochar. That when Chazal, when the chachamim make a minyan, It's not defined by Muktam or Ma'achar. Because Mitzat Chachma, we value that which is more Chashav in Pnimius, not in Chitzayim. That's why when you come to the very first Pasuk in Torah, where it says, Bereishis Bar Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz, Bereishis Bar Elokim Es HaShemayim Ves HaAretz implies that this is going to be as Zeh Sefer told us HaAdam. Chronologically, what was created first? Shemayim was created first, or Aretz was created first? What was created on day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, etc.? However, Rashi Gufa on that spot, Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, really the Torah should have began with the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZalachem. Why does it begin with Bereishis? And of course, this is along the idea of what we said before. That because Chazal, from their perspective of Torah's Moshe, as opposed to just Stam Chitzoni, this Sefer told us Adam. Torah should not begin with Bereishis Bar Elokim, what came first, what came second. This is a Torah which is Torah's Moshe. We have to begin Torah from when Moshe comes onto the scene. Qualitatively, the Torah should begin with HaChodesh HaZalachem. What's fascinating is that if you take a look in the Gemara, where we have few sources of the idea of Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah, the very first, or maybe perhaps the most important source, which refers to Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah, is from the first Perek in Pesachim, Daf Vav Amud Beis, where the Torah learns out from Gzeirah Shavah the inyan, or brings out the concept of Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah from where? From the mitzvah HaChodesh HaZalachem. Not in this context, Ma'amish, of Bereishis versus Achiv Zerim, which should come first. But it's time in the halachic Masa Umatan. That it comes out that we learned the concept of Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah, Gufa from HaChodesh HaZalachem. And that's why Rashi begins. The Torah should have began with HaChodesh HaZalachem. Because from the viewpoint of Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah, which is the premiest way of understanding things, which is derived from Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah, from HaChodesh HaZalachem. Yeah, that should come first. Because qualitatively, that's what the Sefer Toldos HaAdam is about. It's about Torah's Moshe. Not just about chronological Toldos HaAdam. What's interesting is if you continue this theme, another time we find the idea of Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah, not in the Gemara, but in Tosos. Tosos in Gittin Daf Samach Amud Aleph says, the Gemara tells us that there were 8 things which were taught on the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan. For example, Paraduma, other things. But they weren't written together in Torah. They were scattered in different places throughout Torah. Now Tosos is bothered if they were all given on the same day, why are they not listed together? So Tosos says, this is the concept of Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah. What's interesting is that this day of Hakamas HaMishkan, what day was Hakamas HaMishkan? What day in history was that? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is good for the day of HaChodesh HaZalachem. So again, we're tracing Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah not just in the Gemara, in the beginning of Pesachim, HaChodesh HaZalachem, but even Tosas and Gittin, on that day of Hakamas HaMishkan, where we find in Tosas the concept of Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah, that's again attributed to HaChodesh HaZalachem. This is the whole concept of Pesach, which we'll get to in a minute, Hashem. But getting back to Bereishis, that already in Bereishis, Rashi's question of HaChodesh HaZalachem, should that not have come first? This too is a function of Moshe. Because although it may be true that the very first remez in Torah which we have, Chazal tell us, is Bishagam Hu Basar, that's a remez to Moshe. And that's what Rashi brings on the spot in Mokim Achim B'Torah, because Moshe again redefines the Sefer Toldos HaAdam. If you go even further back, the very first remez in Torah to Moshe is the word Bereishis. Not even a number, but even more dark than that. Chazal say Bereishis, Bishvil Moshe. The Torah is for Moshe. That already from the word Bereishis we have a remez to Moshe. And that's why Rashi takes the liberty to say over here, Bereishis Bishul Moshe, oh yeah? Therefore the Torah should have begun HaChodesh HaZalachem. Because what you find Moshe, you find the Or of Pnimius HaTorah, the transformation of the Sefer Toldos HaAdam to be the Sefer of the Toldos of the Adam, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, where you find Moshe, you find Ein Mokim Achim B'Torah. This transformation from the Zeh Sefer Teilas HaAdam, from being a Sefer which is called Toldos of Adam, to being a Sefer which is about the Adam, which is about Moshe Rabbeinu. We find already also in the beginning of Parshas Noach. That the Sefer of Torah until now, in Parshas Bereishis, has been a Sefer which has literally been the Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam chronological count. However, Rashi here, on Eila Toldos Noach, Noach Shit Tzadik, Rashi quotes, Lalamdecha She'ikar Toldoseyam Shol Tzadikim Maisim Toivim. Already there's a shift. That when it comes to Noach, it's no longer the Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam anymore. When Noach comes around, Noach redefined Toldos as being Toldoseyam Shol Tzadikim Maisim Toivim. And the reason why we have that shift, and Rashi brings it out, is simply because we know Noach is from the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Rizal. But more importantly, that it was at the end of last week's parsha, Parshas Bereishis, that the Torah mentioned Bishagam. And as soon as the Torah mentions Bishagam, and you come to the Zeh Sefer Toldos Noach, Eila Toldos Noach, boom, there's a difference. It's no longer just Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. It's Tol Hashem Shel Tzadik and Maisim Tzayvim. But even that is not completely worked out until we come to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But there's at least a remez, when they have that remez in Moshe, already by Noach, it's not exactly the secret of Ein Mokdim Acher B'Torah, but it's already some transformation, a shift in perspective, which we have immediately when we come to Noach's Toldos from what we've been introduced to until now. This difference between Torah being a Sefer Toldos HaAdam or being a Sefer which is about Torah's Moshe, is the difference between Chachma and Torah. That al pi Chachma versus Torah, the Chazal tell us Chachma b'goyim tamin, but Torah b'goyim al tamin. This is what's called Chachma and this is what's called Torah. Even the goyim have Chachma. And al pi Chachma, the Seder al pi Chachma is a Seder of what comes first and what comes second. Like Cheshbon is a type of a chachma. 1 plus 1 is 2, 10 plus 10 is 20, etc. That chachma of cheshbon is not exactly Torah. Torah has a different understanding, Torah has a different chachma. The klipa of chachma, that we know that there's 10 spheros and every sphere has a klipa which is associated, attached to it, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the klipa of Moav is the klipa of Chachma. Before we get to Moav, we find in the beginning of Torah, the Torah tells us Bereishis. Now Targum says Bereishis means Bekadmesa. Targum Yerushalmi says Bechuchmesa. Because the word Bereishis, which is the beginning of Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, there's what's called Chachma, that's called B'chuchmasa, and that's called B'kadmesa. What comes first? The perspective of Chachma is the perspective of who comes before the second. It's only that Rashi brings out the Oimek, because Bereishis B'shvil Moshe, Rashi brings out Achareidesh Zachem should come first. That Torah should uproot this Chachma, this B'kadmesa of Bereishis, of the Seder of Maisa Bereishis. As we come to the Klipa of Moav, if you take a look at Klipas Mitzrayim, Klipas Mitzrayim, from where Torah emerged, from where Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Klipas Mitzrayim also has to do with the sinion of Seder, of who comes first. The reason why Paro was considered to be the king, and he was considered to be worshipped and godly, was because Paro, as he portrayed it, came before everybody else. Paro was a self-proclaimed god, because he had claimed that I wasn't born to any Bas Avedon. I was born by the gods. That I originate from the beginning of time. So the reason why Paro has a Memshala Mitzrayim is because Paro wasn't born to anybody before him. Paro was living forever. He was born from the gods who live forever. So Paro comes first, therefore Paro is worshipped. That's why when Yaakov Avinu comes to Mitzrayim, Paro is so misboiled from Yaakov Avinu, he says, he looks at Yaakov and says, "Kami yimishnei chayecha, how old are you?" That Paro recognizes the godliness of Yaakov. Of course, he saw that Yaakov came to Mitzrayim and he ended the famine. And Chazal say that he allowed it, that the water, that the needles would come to Paro's feet So he saw the godly characteristics of Yaakov, but even by looking at the face of Yaakov, he says, you look so old. What do you mean that you look so old? That's a way to introduce yourself? Kami mishne chayecha? But of course, there's a oimik to that. Paro was concerned. He says, this man looks older than me. If he looks older than me, then maybe he is more godly than I am. We know that Yaakov was godly. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was currently Yaakov Kael. That Yaakov is called Yisrael. That he has godly qualities. But more than that, we know Chazal tell us that Yaakov was Shufri the Adam HaRishon. That he had the image, that they had the face of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is the very first Adam. Adam Kadmaim. He is the Kanesa. So Parah has yes what's to worry about. Yaakov is the oldest man on the planet. He's older than me. And you find that when it came to the Gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the end of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not complete until Kriyas Yamsuf. And when Klai Yisrael came to Kriyas Yamsuf, it says the Yam didn't want to split before Moshe. Why not? What was the time of the Yam? The Yam said to Moshe, why should I split before you? I was created before you. The waters were created on day 2. Your Adam were created on day 6. I am Kaidim Lecha. So you see that the Yam, which is considered to be the end of Klipas Mitzrayim, of which Hashem says that if this is the last you're going to see Mitzrayim, Lo Sisivim Nesamadu Ad Oilam, that the Yam felt a gaiva in front of Moshe that I'm older than you. Therefore, I come before you. Why do I have to move before you? I come before you. It was at that moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam Suf. Because Moshe, who represents the idea of no, Ein Muktam Mocha B'Torah, was able to make a Kriyas Yam Suf, to split the Yam, that Gaiv of Paro of Mitzrayim, which says, no, that which comes Kaidim is more Chashuv. That's why you find also by Mitzrayim that the Shevach that the Torah gives in Parashas Shlach, that Eretz Yisrael has over Mitzrayim, is that it says, V'chevron Shevashanim Nivnas Alif Neitzrayim Mitzrayim. That even the Psalmist Rashi says, of Eretz Yisrael, is better than the creme de la creme of Mitzrayim, but the Torah brings that out by saying, that Eretz Yisrael, that the Chevron of Eretz Yisrael was built 7 years before Mitzrayim. Why should that be? Well, who cares who was built first? But since here we're talking about Mitzrayim, and the whole gaiv of Mitzrayim is, I come before you. So therefore it is a shtach to Mitzrayim to say that even the Psoilus of Eretz Yisrael was settled before Mitzrayim was. This is the klipa of Bekad Mesa. Bereshis, Maisa Bereshis, who comes before the next? Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, Beshitchias. This is the klipa of Moav. Because we find in this parasha by Moav that when it came that who should go first, the two daughters of Lot, who comes first? The oldest daughter goes first. She's more chashuv than the younger one. And she names her son Moav, that I was first, comes from my father. The Chazal tell us actually that the Tzi'ira was more chashuv because she was more tzenuah, she didn't say from my father. So the klip of Moav, from where Moav comes from, is that the Bechira comes before the Tzi'ira because she says, I'm older than you, I go first. That's called Klipas Moav. And really, therefore, the whole taina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has about Moav, that Hashem says, Lo Yavo Moavi, U'amoni B'kal Hashem. Why can't the Moavi come in? So the Torah tells you first, Beferish. The Torah says, Al Devar Asher Lo Kidmu Eschem B'lechem U'v'mayim. You didn't go out to greet the Jewish nation when they were coming out. You should have gone out to greet them. What's the taina then? Al Devar Asher Lo Kidmu. The whole Indian of being Koidem. Of being Yotza Mikoidem. Why should have Lot come out? Why should Moav have come out to greet Klal Yisrael? Because it's L'shitascha. Take a look at it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, that Avram was older than Haran. And since Lot was born to Haran, Avram is older than Lot. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to you, L'shitascha. Forget about the Hakaras HaTov which you should have to Avram Avinu, because if not for Avram and Lot, you would be gone, there would be no Moav. But you should have given respect to come out for B'nai Yisrael, because if you're looking at who is older, then Avram is older than Haran. Avram is older than Lot. Where's your respect? Al Dabar Asher Kidmu. The whole klipa of Moav has to do with who comes first. It's in the Kedem. Who's Kodem and who's Achor? that's why you find Gufa in Kriyas Yamsuf. In Kriyas Yamsuf, we have a reference to not just the Bittul of the Klipas Mitzrayim, we have a Bittul also to the Klipa of Moav. That it says in Kriyas Yamsuf, Eile Moav, Yoichazei Murad. That Moav is going to be afraid. Why Moab going to be afraid? Out of all the nations, we only mentioned just a couple of nations, who's going to be afraid? Because since Moshe's overcoming the Yam was a defeat in the Indian of Ein Mokta Mokha B'Torah, so therefore Moab has what to be afraid of. Not only that, but Paro, who was a self-proclaimed God, because he was Koidim to everybody else. It says in Pasuk in Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Amar Oyev Erdeif Asik Achalik Shalom. So the Medrash in the Mechilta says, what's going on over here? Amar Oyev Erdeif Asik Achalik Shalom. Paro saying that now while he's drawing in the Yamsuf? Paro said that much earlier. When he went and he decided to chase after Bnei Yisrael, he said, Amar Oyev Erdeif Asik Achalik Shalom. Why is it being said now? Zakt Mechilta, Ein Mukta Mum Ocher B'Torah. So the very few places we have Ein Mukta Mum Ocher B'Torah, we have it mamish in the Yamsuf. And the Oz Yashir Moshe, where Moshe has his shining moment. That's where you find in the Shira of Paroi and Moyev included, Ein Mukta Mokhav B'Torah. Because that's what it means. That's the defeat of the Klipa of Chachma of the Klipa, which is Paroi Mitzrayim and the Klipa of Moab. That's why, if you take a look at the Rashi Tevos, Ein Muktam Umo'ocher B'Torah, it's Rashi Tevos, Moav. Because that's the Klipa of Moav, that they wish to be Mevatel, the whole Indian of Ein Muktam Umo'ocher B'Torah. Now who comes from Moav? David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the one who comes from there. The whole avenue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that David HaMelech should come out of Moab and his neshama should return to Klal Yisrael was from a drasha of Moavi v'lei Moavis. Now this drasha Moavi v'lei Moavis, you have to understand, means that we're going to accept the woman and not the men. Now in Pnimi Satara, man is called Kedem and woman is called Achor, because Adam and Chava were created back to back. Adam is called Kedem and she's called Achor. So this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm accepting the woman and not the man, means to say, I'm taking the Achor and not the Kedem. I'm giving Chashivas to the Achor before the Kedem. So therefore the whole avenue that David HaMelech leaves Moyav, not Klipa, is through the channel of Moyav Yivalei Moyavis, which is Gufa, a symbol of Ein Muktam Moocha B'Torah. And in fact, David HaMelech says about himself in Tehillim Kuf Lamites, David says, Achor Vakedem Tzartani. Which is the pasuk which Chazal bring out that Adam and Chava were created back to back. But here you find what? That Achor is placed before Kedem. And David HaMelech is saying as follows, Achor v'Kedem Satani, that when it comes to me, David HaMelech, Achor comes before Kedem. And that's how I was created, that's how I came into Klal Yisrael, through this idea of Ein Muktam Ocher B'Torah. Because in Pnimius HaTorah, which David HaMelech represents, we have the idea of Evan Masu HaBoinim HaYisrael HaShpina, that David was the last of the brothers, and in Chashivas, he was certainly the lowest of them all. Yet the Klipa, the sphere of Malchus, which is the sphere of David, is Evan Masu HaBoinim HaShpina. That even the Talmidei Chachamim, who are called the Boinim, that they look at things superficially in a shitrius way, of who comes before the next. Lamech says, I totally revamped the whole thing. By me, David holds Acharon, Acharon, Chaviv. That the last is the most Chaviv, and that Chaviv is even more Chashiv than the Chashiv. Which we can't really get into now. This is the reason why David HaMelech, Chazal tell us, that of all the mitzvahs in Torah, which he took to be his mitzvah, David HaMelech took the mitzvah of Yir Shemayim. David says, L'chu vanim shimuli, Yiris Hashem alamedchem. The Psikta says that there was never on earth a greater Yir Shemayim than David HaMelech. That he was the ultimate Yir Shemayim. Now the mitzvah of Yir Shemayim is a mitzvah which is like the psoilis of all mitzvahs. Yiris HaOnesh, the Zohar and Tikkunim calls it Yir Ra'ah. That nobody wants to have Yir Shemayim. Until Moshe Rabbeinu comes on the scene and he says, Va'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokei Hashem Elokim Liyira. That Moshe and David made an inyan out of Yerushalayim. The Yerushalayim is one of the last mitzvahs in all of Torah. Es Hashem Elokei Chatira, which is found in Sefer Devarim. That it's at the end. That it's not seen as being a Dover Chashuv. Whereas Noach, What mitzvah did Noach take for himself? Chazal say, Ela told us Noach, that the Noach took for himself the mitzvah of Purvu. The Medrash Bereishis Rabbi Lamed has a lesson of, Lahaya Kavanaso, Ela Lahafris Laharvis Vaidlam. The only thing Noach cared about was told us, which is to have children, which is why he was so upset that when Cham came and did what he did to Noach, and he couldn't have any more children, he gave him a curse. Because Noach felt that his whole mission in life was in order to reproduce. And in fact, there's even a mitzvah that B'nai Noach have. That's not a mitzvah puravu, but they have a shaykhis through Noach to the Indian of procreation and settling the world. That was Noach's Indian. Why did Noach take the mitzvah of puravu? You know why? Because it's the very first mitzvah in Torah. And Noach looked at things from the perspective of what comes first as more chashuv. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says the first mitzvah in Torah is puravu, that must have to do with the tachas. That must have to do with what's most chashuv. And if mitzvah puravu, we look at who's older than who's younger. But Dovin HaMelech, who's the Indian of the Torah, David says, no, I look at the Torah from backwards. I look at the Achor. I look at the Tachlis, which is in the Achor. David took Yira, which the Dor HaMabul certainly had nothing to do with. They just wanted to procreate Puravu. David finds Yira, which is the Psalis, which is the Achor, and he says, Achor Vakedem Satani. I put Yira before. The Yira is called Reishis Chachma Yira Sashem. That in Pnimis, that is the real Reishis. That the Reishis of Chachma, what even precedes Chachma, which is what's called Torah, we say Ein Muktam Chabatayra, and we embrace the mitzvah of Yira over Purim. Therefore, we find this in by Moshe, and we find it by David. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek says, "Rav Amar Le'ivri Amar El LeDavid." Rav says the world is created for David. Shmuel says the world is created for Moshe. This is like Bereishis v'Shul Moshe, Bereishis v'Shul David. Rav Yochanan says v'Shul Mashiach. What's interesting is that, of course, Mashiach will bring a new, fresh perspective in the world of what's really called Kedem, what's really called Achar. Just a nice touch on this, we mentioned before, the Racham HaKadosh quotes in Parshas Vayechi, the Zayir, which says, really, the Neshama of Mashiach is really a construct of the Neshama of Moshe and the Neshama of David. So really, this whole mimer here of Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan, is it for Moshe? Is it for David? Is it for Mashiach? Really, it's all one. In fact, Moshe in Gematria plus David in Gematria is the Gematria of Mashiach with the Koilo, that the Neshamas of Moshe and David really create the Neshama of Mashiach. Because Moshe and David have a Shaykhis to this Orosh of Mashiach, which has a lot to do with In Moktim HaChabatayr. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim itself has a Shaykhis, as we said before. Mitzrayim is the Klipa of Kadam before Achar. Therefore Yitzias Mitzrayim, which was done Al Yedei Moshe, has a Shaykhis to Ein Moktim HaChabatayr. Like we said before, HaChadosh is Alechem, which was given B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why the Leil Seder is called the Night of Seder. But as you know, the night of Seder really has no Seder at all. What kind of a Seder is that? It seems like it's bouncing around one thing from the next. But that's really what Pesach means. Pesach means a dilug. It means jumping from one thing to the next. Sometimes the Achor will jump in front of the Kedem. But that's not a lack of Seder. That's called a Seder which is a Torah-dika Seder. The very first Ha'or of Torah was in Mitzrayim. Of Ein Mokdem Ocha B'Torah. That's the Seder which we're being taught. B'Leil HaSeder B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why Shlomo HaMelech says he's the Chacham Mikol Adam, the Chacham, but not just Tama Chacham, a Chacham in Torah, that he found with his Chachma to have a Chachma through Torah. He writes, Al Taimer Mahaya Shahayamim Havisham Ayutaimela. Don't say that the earlier days are better than the later days. Ki Laime Chachma Shal Talzais. That's not called Chachma. You think Chachma is that whatever is earlier is better? That the earlier days are better than the later days? That's not true. That's not called Chachma, says the Chacham Mikol Adam. And Chazal say, Bikesh Shon Malias Kemaisha. He wanted to be like Maisha. He wasn't Zeichet to be like Maisha. But here in this pasuk where he says, don't look at the Kedem as being more Chashav than the Achar, we find a remiss to Maisha that we have Ma Haya Shehayamim as Rashi Tevos Maisha. Like the Zohar tells us, Ma Shehayo Hu Sheyihi as Rashi Tevos Maisha. And by Maisha, there's no union of what is first is more Chashav than what's later. Ma Shehayo Hu Sheyihi, there's a certain Shlemus in this Indian of what comes first, what comes last. That's the Indian of Moshe. Ein Moktem Ma'ocha B'Taira. That Orif Taira. I'll just mention Agav. It's a Kabbalah She'inyan, but it's just Bimiramis to this Indian. It's a bit of an Arichus. It's not for now. But the Ari HaKadosh in the Kavanas of Shema Kaleinu, where he says, Milfanacham Al Kinyar Rekam Al Tishivenu, that he has a Kavani here where he says that if you take the word Al, it's also, of course, the Shem Kale. is if you take the Shem Kel and you make a milui out of it, which means that you spell it out, Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, then the Lamed is Lamed, Mem, Dalet. It's Gematria, he says, 184 with the Kolel. It's Gematria 185. And he says 185 is Pakad. It says Pakad with the Kolel. And he says this Pakad has to be Mamtik, the Shem Kedem. It's called, it goes like this. The Shem Yudke Vavke B'milu Yudin is Mamtik, the Shem Yudke Vavke B'milu B'milu Heyen. Pakad is Mamtik Kedem. That comes from Milfenachem Al Kinyarekam Al Teshevenu. So it works out very nice according to what we're saying, because there's what's called this Inyan of Kedem needs a sweetening, because it's this idea of you put that which is Kodem before the Achor. And the whole Hamtakas to the Shem Pakad, which is the Shem Kael B'miluo. Because Pakad was the shame which Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Pakod Yifkod Elokim Eschem. That's what Yosef tells them, because Yosef is the one who's the Ben Zikunin, like we mentioned before. Pakod Yifkod is Mamtik the Shem Kedem, which is the Klipa of Paro, which is what comes first is more Chashuv. That's what the Torah says, Eil Moitziyam Mitzrayim. The Shem Kael took you out of Mitzrayim. The Shem Kael B'miluya is Gumat Pakad. That has a Shaykhat in itself. And that's why by Kriyas Yamsov as well, Zekeli V'Andehu, that the Shem Kael, by Yitzhiyas Yitzhayim, where we have the Gili V'Imok Tumach HaMatar. Of course, there's more about this Inyan. For example, we say by Akedas Yitzhak, which is in this week's Pasha, we say every day in Davening, in the Tefillah before it, we say, Ufakteinu Bifkudas Yeshua V'Racham Mishmesh Mekedem. So the Arizal says there also, Ufakteinu is the Shem Pakad. And then we end, Mishmei Kedem, that there's an Indian of, that the Shem Pakad is Mamtik, the Shem Kedem. But, of course, that's more of a pessimistic Indian, which is not for now. But the idea is, it's just a matter of a perspective, of Ein Mukter Macha Batayra, which is why the later generations have a Maila of the earlier generations, even though we say Ein Mukter Ba'ochar, that has Kana Sadayra, certainly there's an Adifus, Mitzad Davin Amalach, Mitzad Moshe Benu, that the later generations, who will see the coming Mashiach have over the future, over the previous generations. So this Gilui of Ein Mukter Macha Batayra, which comes to Moshe, which comes to David, is a very sadistic Indian in just how to perceive things. That right now, for example, you come into a Beis Medrash, right? And you have people sitting around the Bima, and it's time for the third Aliyah. Okay, so you give the Kohen, you give him Misha, and you give the Levi Sheni. What can you do? Come to Shlishi, you look around the room, who are you going to give the Aliyah to? Right? Whoever has the whitest beard, whoever looks like he's the oldest. What about the 20-year-old kid over there who's sitting and learning Torah all day and night? You think that the person who's older is more chashid than him? Says he's more chashid than him. Just because somebody comes in and he has big fancy titles, he's called the Rosh Hashiva, he's called the Menahel, he's called this and that, he's more chashiv than the person who's mamish the Ziskite, that he has the Tmimiskite, that he's a Masmid, that he's Midos Tovos. It's just a matter of perspective. We can't just look at the prefixes and the suffixes of how many letters you have before the names or how big your pockets are. But there's a way of previous understanding that many times what you think is chashiv is really not chashiv. And what you think is not chashiv is really chashiv. What's really called Kadam? What's really called Achar? That's going to be a Gile that Moshe, that David worked on bringing into this world, that Mashiach will work very hard on bringing into this world in Yitzhak Hashem, so that when we see that Gile of Oro Shem Mashiach, which is a continuation of the Oro of Yitzhak Mitzayim, the Kel Matzim Mitzayim, it's going to be that his Galus of Yimuk Tumach HaBatoi, we should see it soon. It's great.